media reporting as early as 1992 and throughout the early 2000s that Epstein had ties to both U.S. and Israeli intelligence. In addition, also in the early 1990s, Epstein's name was mysteriously dropped from a major investigation into one of the largest Ponzi schemes in history, even though he was labeled the mastermind of that swindle in grand jury testimony. Around the same time, subsequently released White House visitor logs show that Epstein visited the Clinton White House 17 times, accompanied on most of these visits by a different, attractive young woman. Reporting on those visitor logs was largely done by a single media outlet, Britain's The Daily Mail, with hardly any American mainstream media outlets bothering to investigate these revelations about Epstein and a former U.S. president. Why was Epstein so heavily protected from justice for decades, in connection to both his sex trafficking crimes and his financial crimes? Why have the once commonly reported intelligence connections of Jeffrey Epstein now being relegated to conspiracy theory, despite evidence to the contrary? If powerful senators knew what Epstein was doing to young women and girls, who else knew, and why wasn't something done? This two-volume book endeavors to show why Jeffrey Epstein was able to engage in a series of mind-boggling crimes for decades without incident. Far from being an anomaly, Epstein was one of several men who, over the past century, have engaged in sexual blackmail activities designed to obtain damaging information, i.e. intelligence, on powerful individuals with the goal of controlling their activities and securing their compliance. Most of these individuals, including Epstein himself, have their roots in the covert world where organized crime and intelligence have intermingled and often cooperated for the better part of the last 90 years, if not longer. Perhaps most shockingly, these men are all interconnected to various degrees. Following the formal establishment of the organized crime intelligence in World War II through what is today remembered as Operation Underworld, the relationship between these two entities has since become so intertwined and so symbiotic that today it is nearly impossible to know where one ends and the other begins. As this book will show, many of the biggest scandals and events of the last century have not only been tied to these networks, but many of them also have counted with the involvement of sex traffickers and blackmailers, Epstein among them. Publicly, these men have been powerful lawyers, businessmen, and lobbyists. Their more clandestine and shadowy activities, though a matter of record, are often known only to those who are well-read on certain historical events or in the field of deep politics. In order to understand Jeffrey Epstein and his activities in their full context, one must understand his powerful contacts and the structures that protected him. Those structures and those networks did not begin with Jeffrey Epstein, and they also did not die with him. In revealing his broader milieu and that of his past associates and clients, one is left not only with a damning indictment of Jeffrey Epstein, but a damning indictment of American institutions, particularly those involved in national security matters and law enforcement. We cannot properly address the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein, nor prevent them being committed by others in the future, unless we grapple with the covert power structures that have long wielded blackmail, bribes, and assassinations as their weapons of choice to corrupt and control public institutions while manipulating and looting the public. Jeffrey Epstein was not an anomaly, and his activities represent just the tip of the veritable iceberg. Who are these people? They are the group that is popularly called the Enterprise. They are in and outside the CIA. They are mostly right-wing Republicans, but you will find a mix of Democrats, mercenaries, ex-officio mafia, and opportunists within the group. They are CEOs, they are bankers, they are presidents, they own airlines, they own national television networks. They own 6 of the 7 video documentary companies of Washington, D.C., and they do not give a damn about the law, or the Constitution, or the Congress, or the oversight committees except as something to be subverted and manipulated and lied to. They abhor sunlight and love darkness. They deal in innuendo and character assassination, and planted stories, the incomplete thought and sentence. They burn and shred files if caught, they commit perjury, and when caught, they have guaranteed sinecures with large U.S. corporations. If you let them, they will take over not only the CIA but the